Now, there are always so many fun things to do here in Sydney, and one of them is happening this afternoon. We've got the event manager from the Inner West Council, Michael Daly, on the line to tell us about a really cool thing happening in the Inner West this afternoon. It is called Blues Fest. Hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jess. How are you going?
I am excited because this seems really, really cool. So tell us about Blues Fest and what's happening this afternoon.
Well, Blues Fest is part of a series of live music events that the council puts on, Inner West Council puts on. So it's called the Sunset Series. We do Blues Fest, Jazz in the Park, and Classics in Callan Park.
Cool.
It's a way of kind of activating the parks, but we think it's just a great way for the community to get to know your community and hang out with your community and, listening to fantastic live music in a beautiful park, which is what this afternoon will all be about.
How long have the Sunset Series been going on?
Oh, almost a decade.
Wow.
So they were started by the former Leichhardt Council early, I think it was 2011, 2012 was the first one. And then we run two of the events each year sort of thing. So it's on a bit of a circulation.
Okay, cool. So Blues Fest is in the run this year.
That's right.
Very cool. So who have we got performing this afternoon? Is it a lot of people? Is it one concert? How's it all going to work?
So it runs from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we have three acts on. First act is the Stray Dogs, which are a Sydney rockabilly band, rhythm and blues, sort of vintage rock and roll. They've got singing with them today, Margie Mack, and they describe their musical influences as Elvis, Chuck, Hank, Eddie, Carl, Jenny Lee and Johnny, so it should give you a bit of an indication of what to expect there.
And that's probably the coolest. That's the coolest band name I've heard in a while as well.
Yes, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, well, it sort of captures the type of band they are. So I think that'd be a great starter for the event.
Yeah.
And then we've got Lockie Dooley Group. Lockie is best known for the Hammond organ, so something a bit different as well. Former member of the Bondi Cigars, which is a well-known blues and roots band that played around Sydney for a long time. And he's also a regular with Jimmy Barnes. But he has been dubbed the Jimi Hendrix of the Hammond organ. So I think that's something not to be missed. And Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple said he's the greatest living keyboard player in the world.
Wow.
So fantastic in your local backyard to be able to see the greatest living keyboard player in the world.
Absolutely. Do you find the blues are popular in the Inner West? Do you find this style of music as popular when you have it kind of in the rotation for the Sunset Series?
Yeah, look, and there's actually a lot of live music venues that these bands play around the LGA or the local area, I should say, very regularly and always pull in great crowds. So it's obviously something that I think it's quite universal, like blues. It's pretty hard to hate it.
It is.
I think everyone kind of loves it, and especially if you're in a beautiful park with your friends and family. And we actually, because it's in local parks, we actually have a few people who bring in their lounge chairs from their backyard or a bit of outdoor furniture to kind of furnish the park and make themselves comfortable. So it's very local.
I love a good participant who can show up and really get into it. That's excellent. That's really cool.
Yeah, self-removalist. Yeah.
Now, speaking of people who are going to get along this afternoon, who do you think is an appropriate crowd for this? Is this a family event? Can we bring our dogs? What's the go?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I should just mention, obviously, I want to miss out on our headliner, which is Dragon.
Yeah.
I don't want to show my age or anything, but Dragon were massive in the 70s and 80s and have continued playing through to now. So they're probably, I think they were kind of probably influences for a lot of the Australian bands that we sort of see as, I guess they call them Australian musical legends. But with fantastic songs like April Sun and Cuba, Still in Love with You, Are You Old Enough, Rain. My favourite is This Time. So heaps of songs for people to go down memory lane with. But sorry, your question was how to get there or what's the best way to...
You know what, who's the crowd this afternoon? Can we take our families, our kids? Is this something we can bring our puppy dogs along to?
Yeah, no, definitely. We just ask that as long as your puppy dog's on a lead. But it's a beautiful park. I'm actually in here at the moment setting up and just looking around. There's huge shady trees, so I think today's going to be a little warm. It's 30 degrees. So, find a shady spot under a tree.
Yes.
But it's, picnic blanket stuff, as I said, lounge chairs, come down, bring a bit of food. And then, for 3 hours, you get to listen to some great music.
Oh, this is going to be excellent. This is going to be a good one. Michael, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but have fun this afternoon.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time.
That was Inner West Council Events Manager Michael Daly there telling us about the latest in a series of concerts held in the Inner West. It's called Blues Fest. If you are interested, 3 o'clock this afternoon till 6 p.m. That's at War Memorial Park in Leichhardt. All welcome too, which is cool. My dog loves going and listening to live music. It's weird, but she really, really loves it.